So Ken, Raphael mentioned Paul Richardson from Dana-Farber, and of course he has reported on the so-called RVD regimen. What have you seen, Kenna, in terms of side effects, toxicity, and efficacy of a triple regimen like RVD, and what do you say to a patient about to start it?
The triple drug regimens, they're consistent with the side effect profile of each of the drugs. Dr. Fonseca discussed some of those before. The dexamethasone, you can have mood swings. And what I tell patients, spouses, is when they're really moody, it's time to go out for a while and then come back. And you have to warn them of that could be possibly happening. With the lenalidomide, you will see counts diminish, that you will see pancytopenias. You can see muscle cramping with that. Check magnesium levels. They may be low. You can get muscle cramping from low magnesium levels. I learned a clinical pearl the other day, pickle juice helps with cramping. So there's a lot of different things you can do. Tonic water you can use for muscle cramping.
Pickle juice?
Pickle juice.
Pickle juice.
What really upset me is they didn't tell me if it was sweet pickle juice or dill pickle juice. It was very upsetting.
We were talking about home remedies to prevent mucositis this morning with everolimus, but pickle juice, I haven't heard that one before. So Raphael, when we looked at these, actually it was about 250 total cases, but then these three very common regimens, and we just basically said, and these were done individually with each case, you know, what happened to the patient? The majority of the patients actually responded to treatment. You know, for what it's worth, it wasn't a trial or anything. It looked like there were better responses when triple treatments were used. And then we also said, and I'm just kind of curious how these numbers match up really with your own personal experience, we said, well, how did things go, you know, with the treatment course? And almost half of them, they went, according to the oncologist, very well, and minor problems in about another half. And so the majority of patients seem to tolerate and respond to these treatments. Is that a reality in your own practice? And do you think that's really what's going on right now with these new agents?
You know, I think it's a reality, and again, with a caveat that we're sort of indirect judges of this, these numbers are actually remarkable. I'm surprised, actually, that RVD is doing a little bit better than VD. As you mentioned, we actually use CyborD quite a bit, and I think the numbers are very similar. But if you just, you know, you're doing a global analysis, you went to therapy, went well or fairly well, you have about 80% of patients there. I would say that's pretty good, actually, for almost any induction regimen for any cancer, for that matter.